We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Headlines brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get La Home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. It's time for the Cook and Joe Showdown, monitored by Mr. Bob Pompeiani. And Bob, if you don't mind, at the end of this, I've got a question I would like to add to the showdown on your behalf. I think you'll really enjoy this question. May I?
Absolutely. It's your show. I'm just a visiting guest. So, therefore, you can do whatever you want. But right now,
all right,
it's time for another number one Cochran Sports Showdown radio style featuring Ron Cook. Outstanding columnist with the Post-Gazette, Joe Starkey. Same thing. Great columnists, both great hosts. And here we go. Trade deadline, we covered this earlier, but for those who just tuned in, is it a good move, Ron, that they acquired Jeff Carter at age 36 and certainly not the player he once was?
I think it's a great move. They gave up very little to get him. I mean, I know these draft choices are coveted, and Ron Hextall did not really want to give him up, but I don't think he had any choice. I think his team has played so well that has convinced him they can compete for the Stanley Cup, and he made a move. A low-risk move that has a chance to, you know, I don't think it's going to hurt them, and maybe it'll even help them, Joe. So I think it was a good move all the way around.
I would have done the move, but it could turn out bad. I'm certainly willing to acknowledge that. I mean, third-round picks, Jake Guentzel went in the third round. Brian Rust went in the third round. It's not giving up nothing, but I would have done it. I would have done it. I like it. I still think Jeff Carter has something left. I lean more toward the Bill Guerin scenario than I do the Patrick Marleau one. I can tell you that. So, yes, in the end, a good move, Bob.
All right, next question then. Joe, start with you on this one. He is a center, but he's also been moved to the wing. So what position should he play here, and who should be on the line with him?
He should play center. Is where he's going to go back to playing center. I fully believe that. He can take faceoffs. He's a big body in the middle. He's been around, and I think when they're healthy, if you're asking that, I think it should probably be Zucker, assuming he's still around, on his left, and our friend Erod on his right.
That's exactly the way I had it drawn up as well. You know, that's assuming that these guys come back healthy, that Kapanen is going to be back healthy, and I'm having real doubts about him. I like to think Malkin is going to be back, but if they're all healthy, I got Zucker, Carter, Rodriguez as that third, fourth line, however you want to designate it, Bob.
The defensive core of the Penguins is pretty deep in numbers. They have a lot of people who can play. They have guys who aren't playing because of the numbers game, but there's been a case that they should be more physical, at least get bigger bodies there. Jamie Oleksiak, former Penguin, may be available. Joe, would you go after Jamie Oleksiak?
Sign me up. Yes, sign me up for that. I like this defense core, but I think they have too many guys who can get displaced, let's put it that way, in front of the net. So I would like him. I'd like Zadorov from the Hawks, a left-handed defenseman who doesn't get displaced, let's put it that way. I would still like them to get. Yes.
I'd take Oleksiak back in a minute. They need somebody like that. Again, what are you going to have to give up, how much it is going to cost you? But if I could get him at a reasonable price, I would absolutely be interested.
All right, Ron, this one to you. Should every NHL division start the playoffs at the same time, even if it means waiting for another division to finish up the regular season, which may be the case with Vancouver?
you're going to have to wait at some point. If you start, you know, if you're waiting for Vancouver and everybody else is playing, you're eventually going to have to wait for them, wait for everybody to catch up to, anyway. So I have no problem if I have to delay the season a week. I don't like to, but if that's the way it is and with COVID, I understand it as a one-time thing. I'm okay with it, Joe.
Yeah, I'd much rather have everybody start at the same time. And I bet you if you had a poll out there and asked every coach that question, they'd say the same thing, because most of them would anyway, because I think it affects you more within a playoff when you have momentum and then have to wait around, as opposed to everybody just waiting at the beginning and getting started at the same time. One series that stands out was Penguins-Bruins in the Eastern Conference Finals, where the Penguins had, they were rolling, just slaughtered Ottawa, and then had to wait forever to play the Bruins. I'm not saying they would have won or anything like that, but I think that affected that team, and I don't think coaches want that. I'm rolling through the playoffs, and now I got to wait a week. So, yeah, I would say have everybody start at the same time.
Ron, this one to you. Who will have a bigger impact on his new team, Taylor Hall with Boston or Nick Foligno with Toronto?
Well, I'll say Taylor Hall, but it may be in a negative way. Everything you hear about this guy, he's a bad team guy. The comments he made, you know, how when he went to Buffalo, it was just to be one of the guys. It made no sense. So I'm going to say he's going to have a greater impact, but it's not going to be in a good way, Joe.
I actually love that answer, Ron, and would like to steal it from you. May I just steal Ron's answer here, Bob? No, I do like that answer. But I think it's going to be Foligno. Having said everything we've said about Taylor Hall today, when the guy is of a mind to play, he's really good. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. What was it? The end of the 17-18 season, he was named MVP of the league. So would I be shocked if he pulled sort of a Phil Kessel type act in Boston around all those good players and a very good culture that they have with the Bruins? I wouldn't be shocked if he did. But I'm still going to say Foligno, for what he does, is going to be better for the Maple Leafs than Hall for the Bruins.
All right, now we'll switch to Pirates. Ron, we'll talk about Philip Evans. He's gotten an opportunity to play because of Ke'Bryan Hayes' injury. He's shown that he has a pretty good bat for this team. So when Ke'Bryan Hayes comes back, what do you do with Philip Evans? Is he just a bat guy on your bench, or do you put him someplace else where he can play?
I find some spot for him until he cools off. I'd play him in right field instead of Polanco. You know, give Brian Reynolds a day off in left field. I'd find ways to get this guy at bats. Now, he quite likely is going to cool off. His history says that he's not this good of a hitter. But until he cools off, I have no way I can take him out of that lineup, Joe.
Their right fielder is batting 143 with zero RBIs. So I play him every single day there, or as Ron said, somewhere else in the – can he play center? I don't know. Does it matter? He can play outfield, so I give him at-bats every single day. Anybody in this lineup who hits deserves to play.
All right, tonight, four-game series with the San Diego Padres who come to Pittsburgh. One of the highest payrolls, although Fernando Tatis Jr. will not play. He's out with an injury. They will see Joe Musgrove. Ron, they're going to play four games. How many will the Pirates win?
The way the pitching matchup set, even without Tatis, I'll say one. I say they go 1-3.
How do the pitching matchups go? Well, let's take a look here, Bob, shall we? Cahill against Darvish, Cool against Blake Snell, Anderson against Musgrove, and Keller against Paddock. I'll agree with Ron. I say 1-4. Sort of a Gregory Polanco day, but that'll be the series, 1-4.
With four stranded on base at least. All right, now yes. I want to ask you guys about the NFL. Only this topic, because we've gotten to the draft, we've talked a lot, we will continue to talk about that as we get closer. But there are players, including Cam Hayward, who believe that OTAs are overrated. He doesn't think they need to be done, or if they are done, they should be done virtually. So, Joe, should the NFL go back to in-person OTAs, because there's a case to be made that a lot of young people and new coaches can benefit by it, or do they do them virtually or not at all?
Virtually or not at all. If you're asking me, virtually would be the way to go. I don't see any. Last year proved that stuff is not necessary, I think, on a lot of different levels. I mean, we saw people even at the most complicated position, which is quarterback, Justin Herbert being a great example. Tom Brady in Tampa Bay went to an entirely new organization, team, players, everything, and it didn't matter. I don't think it matters that much. Coaches love it. They have an OTA 360 days a year. If they could, Bob, they'd have double OTAs. They'd have two-a-days. They'd have eight-a-days. They'd have these guys in the facility all day long, every day, sleeping there in the off season. That doesn't mean it helps the players.
Yeah, I can't say it better than that. I saw the Treader, the president of the Players Association, had all these stats about how even injuries were down last year, concussions were down. I don't see any reason why, you know, they're going to, already they're adding the extra game to these players, to their bodies. I just don't see why they have to be around. And I know Cam's point was, you know, you're still going to get your training camp shot to show people how good you are if you're a young player. I'm with Cam 100% on this one.
All right. This was something that happened last week, but I think we've seen a lot of chatter on it. That is the San Francisco 49ers move all the way up to 3 in the draft. They have Jimmy Garoppolo, who's due a lot of money. He's most likely going to be traded, you would think, or be there just for one more year. But if you move all the way up to 3, Joe Starkey, there are a lot of people who believe that they went there to get Mac Jones. Are you one of them, or do you think it is Lance, Fields, anyone but Mac Jones, who by a lot of people's calculation could end up late first round or even early second?
Are you saying what I think they will do or what they should do there?
No, what they will do based on moving up to 3rd. Why do you think they did it?
To get Justin Fields, I think. That's my opinion. I can't imagine that Mac Jones is going to go 3rd in this draft. I know a lot of people saying that Shanahan, that that's his guy, that's who he wants. I don't believe it. I think it's Justin Fields.
Yeah, I don't think they make that trade if they want to get Mac Jones, because I think he could probably be gotten a little bit later in the draft. I don't know who they have their eyes on. You know, not you can't believe anything you hear at this time, because everybody's lying about what they like, what they don't like. I can't believe Mac Jones will go that high. I'm with Joe on that. Is he more of a system quarterback than you know? I mean, I'll take Trevor Lawrence or Fields over him any day of the week.
All right, now this may be painful, but it's a Masters question. Ron, if you were Xander Schauffele, would you have gone pin hunting on number 16 after a bogey by the eventual winner, Hideki Matsuyama, on 15, and his game seemed to be a little bit fragile at that point, instead of playing that shot more for the center of the green? Did he make a mistake by being too aggressive?
No, absolutely not. Go for it, Bob. Go for it. These guys are pros. They have confidence in what they can do. Go for it. I just want, as an aside, and Joe has a question to ask you at the end here, I want you to tell me who the guy is who finished 2nd, because I can honestly say I never heard of him.
Will Zalatoris, he's up and coming. He's been terrific on the Corn Ferry Tour, and he's one of these guys who's going to be the next one, you know, a guy who's going to be in contention.
The what tour?
The Corn Ferry Tour.
The Tooth Fairy Tour? Yeah. Tooth Fairy Tour. No, I never heard of that either.
It's like the AAA of
Corn?
Of golf.
C-O-R-N?
No, I think it's K-O-R-N.
K-O-R-N, okay, yeah, corn.
But anyhow, to answer your question.
But it's had many different names. You know, it was called the web.com. It was called this, that, and the other thing, whatever it's called.
To answer your question, you got to have some guts. Go for it.
All right, Joe?
I don't know who Xander Schauffele is. I don't know what pin hunting is, but I do have a question for you, Bob. Actually, a joke. I gave a speech in a cornfield once. Ask me how it went.
How did it go, Joe?
Fantastic. They were all ears.
That was a good question, Joe.
What?
Let's move on.
Come on, Ron.
Give me at
least that one. I didn't even say anything. You like it when I let it breathe a little. That was not bad, right?
But you introduced it as a joke for Bob. You still can't just deliver.
Well, how else am I going to introduce it? It was.
Without some sort of self-promotion.
The Corn Ferry Tour? Are you kidding
me? Yeah, look
it
up.
All right.
I forget how you spell it, but it's like it was the web.com. It was the Hooters Tour. It was whatever all these names are. You know, it's kind of like their AAA.
All right. I actually have two questions for you guys. One related to something you said, and that's the one you can gloat on, Bob. I'm going to save that as a tease for the next segment. This one is Penguins related. And of the guys who could be, assuming this team is ever healthy, the guys that could be left out, which one of these guys will you personally miss the most if he's not in the lineup? And which one do you think the Penguins will miss the most? I'll include Freddie Gaudreau, Sam Lafferty, Sevier, Jankowski, Angelo, and the horny boy wonder, right? Zahorna. Which one will you miss the most, Bob, if they're all out of the lineup? And which one do you think the Penguins would?
Well, I think, you know, I really like what Gaudreau has done, but there's no really role for him here. He's a veteran guy who I like. He's been around some NHL teams, and he seems to play hard a lot, and that's a good thing to have. I'm going to go, however, with Radim Zahorna. You know, they went out and got a big guy. This guy's big, and he's shown me a lot of ability in small spaces, Ron. I really like what he's been able to bring, and I think he should play more. But, again, they have roadblocks in front of him, you know, which is a problem. How can you give him time over some of the guys they have? But I would like to see more of Zahorna.
Well, I mean, Gaudreau, to me, has done nothing to lose his spot. Now, he got hurt last night, though, did he not, Joe? Is that correct?
He didn't appear in the third period, right? Did Sully say anything?
I thought he has some sort of undisclosed situation. Maybe not. But I thought he got hurt. I'm trying to. If he's not in my lineup, he's in my first guy to go in my lineup. I would miss him the most if he doesn't play.
He's been good, and he's good on faceoffs. I think Sevier has been. I won't call him a savior, Ron, but I think he's been pretty good lately. I like having him around as someone I could throw in my lineup. But believe it or not, the guy I think I would miss the most is Lafferty. I think he's played well. I mean, he may never score, but to put yourself in position like he has a number of times, I think has been impressive. And I love his speed and tenacity in the lineup. I think he helps them. And I was just mentioning Lafferty would be the guy, even though – my God, he can't score for the life of him. But I think his speed and tenacity has really added something to this lineup. So I like him a lot. Let's go next to the question that I wanted to ask Bob. It's really a chance for Ron and I to go at Bob, perhaps, but first for Bob to gloat, I think, next. It's a baseball-related question. We'll talk about it next on Cook and Joe and Bob.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.